And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Roger Schmidt, director of Sitka Fine Arts Camp. The Holiday Brass Concert is just around the corner. We're here to talk about that. Welcome to Morning Edition, Roger.
Thanks, Melissa. Nice to be here.
Well, let's see. Are we moving into the 12th year of the Holiday Brass?
Yeah. I was just thinking, listening to the radio just a minute ago, we don't create content. We're musicians. We make music.
Well, and it's going to be amazing holiday music coming up on Saturday the 19th. 12 years of bringing world-class brass musicians to Sitka.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long haul. How are you feeling moving into this holiday brass concert?
Oh, I'm always excited. I mean, I just love it. And live music is... You know, it's just, there's nothing like it being a musician, because you feel the music in your, I mean, I love music. I consume music. I listen to music all the time at home, when I drive, when I work. But live music is a completely different experience. And live music with, this is 10 brass players, 10, 13 brass players with guests, singers. We have a percussionist. You feel it. What I love is that I feel it in my body. You know, all that vibration is just like transmits through all, like it's a full body experience. And so, yeah, I just look forward to that experience more than anything.
So it's going to be at the Performing Arts Center on Saturday the 19th. Get your tickets now. Tell us a bit about the artists who are going to be there and the pieces that will be played.
Sure. Well, the artists are you know, they're world-class brass players. They're some of the best in the country. They play in major symphony orchestras, Oregon Symphony, Utah Symphony, Louisville Orchestra. They play with San Francisco Symphony, San Francisco Opera. Just fabulous players. We have our core group is four trumpet players. Jeff Luke is principal with Utah Symphony. Scott McComber has been coming for a number of years. He has a real active playing career with freelancing with the symphony, San Francisco Symphony and the Opera Orchestra in San Francisco. And then Mary Bowden's making her career as a trumpet soloist. She's extraordinary. She has just put out her first CD, and she has tours worldwide as a soloist. And then Brad Hogarth will be new for us this year, and he's also plays in the Bay Area with the groups there, San Francisco. And then Alicia Waite is our horn player. She's with the Oregon Symphony, our trombone section. Donna Parks has been coming for a number of years. She doesn't live in Australia now, but she's Australian, so she. Right after the concert, she flies right to Australia every year, which is crazy. And then Brett Schuster will be new this year. He plays with her in the Louisville Orchestra. Is also a professor of trombone at University of Louisville. And then myself and Wade Demert, who's a former Sitkin. And then our percussionist is Paul Cox. Our tuba player is Daryl Johnson, just an amazing tuba player. And then our guest, Ross Vandenberg, who's in his second year of his master's at Manhattan School of Music, will be playing trumpet. Our new music teacher in town, Sarah Martinson, will be joining us on a couple pieces. And then, I'm just listing everybody.
That's great.
George Jones, former student of mine, who's also a former Sitkin. He's finishing his last year at Oberlin Conservatory of Music on trombone. And then we've got guest singers. Rhiannon Gavon is singing with us. And then Andrew Hames will be joining us this year as well.
So quite a mix of locals and returning artists and a few new faces as well.
Yeah, and the group's gotten really solidified over the last number of years. So most of the core brass players have been playing with us for years now, and it's something that we schedule right after we finish a show, and then everybody marks it out in their book. It's a hard gig to make if you're a brass player, because Christmas time is when there's just unlimited work if you're a brass player, and all the symphony orchestras are doing extra holiday shows, and so they're basically canceling work in other places to come up.
What is it about the Holiday Brass Concert here that's so attractive to them, you think?
They like the music. I think that there's a lot of things they love. I mean, Sitka being beautiful. They love the audience. The audience is extraordinary. They love the camaraderie, you know, coming from different places. But ultimately, if the music wasn't great, they wouldn't hang. And the music, the program that we put together is really exceptional. It's a lot different than a lot of musicians, honestly, sort of dread the Christmas greatest hits kind of parade that they're often required to play, and because it's not very challenging, it's not very interesting music, and they play the same thing year after year after year after year after year. We've been really fortunate to program a show here that covers centuries of music. It's eclectic. We'll be playing everything from klezmer music to early Renaissance music, to classical era music, to romantic era. We do a lot of really hard pieces of music that have a lot of depth of quality to them. We play some of the most beautiful music ever written. And that really gets the musicians excited. They love the challenge artistically and technically of the concert. And I think ultimately, although they love the seafood, they love each other, they love the audiences, they love Sitka, I think it's the music. I think it's this idea of doing 2 hours of really exciting brass music where the brass players are featured as soloists. That's, I think, really exciting for them.
And was
for
that
me.
One of your intentions 12 years ago when planning started for the Holiday Brass Concert? Did you want to offer something to brass musicians that was unique and fulfilling in a way that many other opportunities aren't?
Well, it's my show, and I guess what I mean by that is what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that whenever I program something, I mean, I'm obsessed with music. I've been listening to music, you know, since I was a little kid, just all the time. And I love great music, and I'm always listening and looking for really great music. And I've always loved brass music, and a lot of brass music is just like any genre. There's a lot of bad, you know, really cheesy stuff that's just like designed to kind of like hook people. But then there's this extraordinary, there's extraordinary groups doing extraordinary music. And so that's what I wanted to play. And whether it's arrangements we use from other groups or it's music that I hear that I think would sound beautiful or exciting that we arrange within the group. This year we're doing one of our trumpet player, Jeff Luke, has done an arrangement of 3 movements from Bach's Christmas Oratorio, which is, it's just, you know, it's like one of the greatest works ever written. And 3 of the movements... In his Christmas Oratorio feature trumpets really heavily. So even in the original piece that Bach wrote, you just hear trumpets and trumpets and trumpets and trumpets. And so we just took some of the lower string parts and turned, you know, basically transcribed them over to the trombones and the tubas. But you still hear this magnificent featured trumpet playing that Bach wrote for. I can't remember what you asked me, but anyway.
No, that's great. I've been imagining. And that's all coming up on this Saturday, the 19th. What time is
it? 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. Yeah.
7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. Tickets, can you tell us about those?
Yeah, they're available at Old Harbor Books or at our office. You can call us 747-3085 or just go by Old Harbor Books. Or if we have extra tickets, I always recommend people go to the door. Sometimes the concert, well, for a number of years it's been completely sold out, but the last few years I think anybody that's shown up to the door we've been able to get into the show. So we recommend that people not give up and come no matter what. And we do lots of, you know, I was talking about sort of extraordinary music. We do a lot of Christmas music that people will really, you know, recognize and love, but what we try to do is make sure the arrangements are really exciting. And so you know, we're doing an arrangement of O Come All Ye Faithful that just has these, like, you know, brilliant trumpet fanfares in the middle, this enormous, like, low brass kind of pipe organ sound. And so there's lots of music people recognize too, but it's the arrangements we pick are really sort of over the top beautiful or over the top exciting, dramatic, that kind of thing. And then we have percussion in there too, so we have timpani and chimes and snare drums and cymbals and, you know, the whole, just, it's all kind of just glorious.
And this is appropriate for all ages. There is a cry
Absolutely.
Room at the Performing Arts Center.
Yeah, it's good. And I think that it's a really flashy concert. You know, there's a lot of metal on stage. And so I think it's really fun for kids to watch it. A brass instrument is really physical to play. So when you're watching trombones play fast, it's pretty interesting to look at, I think. Daryl, our tuba player, is just he's just an extraordinary tuba player. And, you know, watching him play at the same tempo as the trumpets on an instrument that's, you know, bigger than me, it's really amazing. Just watching these musicians play is incredible. Or the trumpets they play, these a lot of the pieces, there's a what's called a piccolo trumpet, which is half the size of the common trumpet player. This is a common trumpet, not trumpet player. And so it's a really high instrument, and it takes, in fact, an instrument very similar to that that played in that tessitura during the Baroque era. Bach wrote a piece for it. He died while he was playing it. There's like so much like pressure when you play.
Okay, well, we're not going to expect that will happen.
No, that won't happen. But anyway, dramatic.
All right. Well, Holiday Brass Concert coming up this Saturday, 12th year.
Yeah.
All right, and tickets are available now.
Yep.
Okay, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Roger, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Roger Schmidt, director of Sitka Fine Arts Campus Holiday Brass Concert this Saturday, Performing Arts Center, 7 o'clock. Tickets are available now.